Welcome to this week's Insurance News Wrap with me, Paige Estrotori, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Unfurling the headlines from the world of insurance and offering insight into industry movements that matter to you, the Australian consumers. We begin with an international perspective. Swiss Re's recent Sigma report points to global insurance premiums growth rate easing off. It seems the America First, trade policies and tariff hikes from the Trump era continue to ripple effects globally. Chief economist Jerome Haghili is sounding the alarm on the prospective impacts on the GDP growth and potential slump in insurance demand globally, including here in Australia. However, amidst the uncertainties, the Australian insurance sector paints a brighter picture of steady profitability, with a projected stable return on equity at 9.7% until 2027. Premium volume in Australia swelled to $98.38 billion just last year, showing resilience despite the global economic headwind. On to life insurance, the retail market, despite a substantial value of $9.3 billion annually, is stagnating. Growth, it appears, is driven more by premium hikes rather than new clients coming into the fold. Industry insiders Kieran Ford and Catherine Hayes stressed the need to augment the pool of advisors offering risk advice and embracing technology and training to enhance service quality. Their conversation also highlighted the complex regulatory environment and need for specialized knowledge that advisors contend with. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, is questioning a federal court ruling on a pre-existing condition clause in HCF life insurance products. While the court didn't deem the clause unfair, ASIC is arguing that it could mislead consumers. If successful, this appeal could bring in significant amendments to consumer protections and regulations surrounding insurance and financial products in Australia. Lastly, the Insurance Council of Australia, abbreviated as ICA, is advocating for transparency and better building management in the Australian Capital Territory strata. ICA's call for education for owners' committees and reinforcing maintenance systems could be beneficial for strata insurance premiums, not to mention crucial safety advice for the increasingly popular e-scooters. That's the wrap for this week's insurance news. For more details, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. You've been listening to the Financial Services Online Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay informed, stay insured. Wishing you a productive week ahead.